Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone, TGIF, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest and the best business leaders in this great city of Atlanta, even with the snow. I'm Angel Nowlin of the Nowlin Group, specializing in business insurance, and my co-host is Tess Turin. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How's that snow treat you the last couple of days?
I'm just glad to get out of the house in one piece.
No doubt. I wanted to ask you, you have a five-year-old, right? Six-year-old?
That's right.
How much fun was that for 2 days with snow?
Let's just say I'm happy to be here.
And we have three great guests for you all today. Our first guest is Bill Dingen.
Degnan.
I told you I was going to mess it up. Degnan with Malto Marketing and Production. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can I just call you Bill?
Feel free.
Okay. Our next guest is Lloyd Lofton, VP of Sales with American Eagle Financial Services. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you guys for making it out here. And last but not least, Anita Atkinson of Patterson and Doer Engineering. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for coming. And I also like to send a shout out to Uncle Mario's Pizza. Bill said you have the best pizza ever.
That's right.
Again, you owe me 5 pounds and a training session. Uncle Mario's is located at the Mall of Georgia off Buford Drive. If you want to go to his Facebook page and like him, he does catering, birthday parties, and more. But unfortunately, it does not come with any exercise classes. We're going to start with our first guest, Bill Degnan.
Or just Bill.
Bill with Malto Marketing and Production. Bill, tell us how you started Malto Marketing and Production.
Well, I've got a long history in production and advertising, and about 18 months ago, I decided to kind of go out on my own and recognized a real need in the marketplace for, you know, businesses are starting to catch on that they need video, but they don't know how to do it,
right,
or where to even start. So I've really recognized a shift in the industry, especially in video production, where it, you know, it's just with the advent or the onslaught of the internet, there's a much larger marketplace out there for video, so, and it's changed how we do business. So kind of decided, well, I'm going to get back out on my own and help serve the needs of these businesses and help tell their story.
Now, what kind of video? Are we talking strictly for like TV ads, internet podcasts? What kind of video?
You name it, just about anything you can think of. I do anything from really small budget, just internet videos, which I do a lot of, and anything up, you know, I do major television commercials, working on a TV pilot, you know, for broadcast TV now. So just really any level that you would need video, that's something that we can provide.
Okay. Now you said you all are doing it. You decided to get back into video. What other
things
do you all do?
Well, personally, I was managing a broadcast facility and production and sales unit for a 24-hour shopping channel.
Okay.
And had been doing that for 3 or 4 years and loved it and learned a lot in that sort of broadcast television world, but kind of missed the ability to sort of conceptualize shows, build them from the ground up and get them on the air. It's a whole different animal, and that's really kind of what I had grown up on. So I kind of missed it and thought, well, I'm going to kind of get back out on my own. And you know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so seemed like the right time.
Well, tell me, Bill, what else do you guys do besides video?
Well, all kinds of marketing, web marketing, social media. I help, you know, businesses with that, getting that started and managing it. I do a lot of media buying. I help, you know, businesses strategize their media buys. And you know, for those that don't know, that's the actually negotiating really good airtime with radio and TV stations to get your ads placed. And, you know, I help strategize that for the client to help them get to their target market at an effective rate. And, you know, the real value proposition that I bring to that is that, you know, with my agency discounts, that, you know, what they save there helps underwrite what it would take for me to produce their TV commercials and radio spots. So, you know, for people that are out there thinking, you know, I want to do some radio and TV ads and call the, you know, stations directly, they're not going to get a discount. You know, so, you know, for going direct, it just doesn't happen. So since I can, then that savings can help underwrite all of the other needed cost.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Bill Degnan with Multa Marketing and Production. Bill, now being in marketing myself, I know how crucial it is nowadays to have video embedded in websites and on YouTube, etc. But for some of the small businesses that are out there right now that might not know how important it is, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say, you know, look around. Look at YouTube, for instance. You know, it goes back and forth, but I hear numbers tossed around that it's the second or third largest search engine in the world. Google loves it because Google owns it. So it's good that
if Google bought it, it's worth something, right?
Right. And so it doesn't mean you have to be on YouTube, but just having video on your website makes it that much more
sticky.
And Google's and the other search engines are going to index it higher for having video content, for one. Having more fresh, periodic video content, that is also a benefit to your website.
I agree. And the great thing about video production is it's cost-effective.
It
doesn't cost thousands and thousands of dollars, so small businesses can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. And certainly I want to do it for them, but I also like to, you know, teach a man to fish. So I always take an approach with my clients that, you know, I want to help you work out a content strategy. You know, I want to help you get your best foot forward, get those two or three really good, you know, sort of profile videos on your, you know, front and center on your website. But there's more to it. There's the content strategy of that giving, you know, free information is a good strategy. You know, let's say you're a landscaper. If you're the guy that's giving out free information, you know, that 1 minute video every 2 weeks on your website and through your social media telling people, you know, this is how you should prune your bushes, this is how you should, you know, what you should be doing this time of year with your seeding, you know, whatever. If I'm getting that free information from this expert, when I start thinking about needing a landscaper, I'm going to use that guy.
Absolutely.
So video is a really great, easy way for them to do that. So I like to help them strategize, you know, what are those 10 or 15 great things they want everybody to know about? And they think, boy, if everybody knew this, you know, their life would be so much easier. And business people are giving, you know, sort of innately. They want to give information out, and they all have these laundry lists of things that they just, you know, kind of makes them scream like, I just wish everybody knew these things, you
right.
know. So this is an opportunity. And it doesn't have to be a major video production to get that underway. You know, so I'll go to I do the sort of big time production. I want to, you know, get that best great video in front of people, help strategize getting some nice videos out there in your content strategy. But then also on a third stage, teaching you some tips on how you can create your own videos on the fly without having to do a lot of thinking with your, you know, smartphone. You're walking around with these great video cameras in your pocket. Everybody has them, so capture those things, you know, in the moment. So I'll work with them on the, you know, what's some best practices there. And sometimes they're just really simple things that people don't think of.
I got to interrupt you. I've seen videos online. God bless these people. I've called myself, what are they called, selfies?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell me, how do you keep it from little Johnny making a video for his daddy's auto repair shop and it looking like little Johnny made it?
Yeah.
Or can you give them some sort of advice, or what kind of advice do you give them so it looks better?
Yeah.
And talk to the people with the selfies on Instagram, please.
Yeah, because it could be an adverse effect.
No doubt.
And certainly, and I think most business people have, you know, at least some sensitivity to what's going to look good and what doesn't. But then there's some simple, just technical tips that I'll work with them on. First would be lighting. So let's say you're standing in front of a brightly lit window and it's dark in your room, and you are, you know, someone's taking you're taking a video of someone speaking or of yourself, and there's light behind them. Well, all you're going to see is a silhouette. So we'll just turn around, put the light on the subject. So that helps.
Okay.
And you've all watched YouTube. You see that all the time. You know, people don't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then audio. it's simple. You know, be close to the
to your microphone.
Be close to that camera. It's usually a camera phone or what people are using. So just don't stand 20 feet away. Get 2 or 3 feet away so that people can hear you. So let's at least get past the biggest obstacles. Is, you know, you want people to see you and hear you. So let you know, those are some simple things that they can do. And then, you know, what's relevant in the background? You know, don't stand in your bathroom and have a toilet in the background, you know, unless you're a plumber maybe. But, you know, what's relevant to your business? Have something in the background that helps people understand you're an expert in what you're doing.
I don't think most people are sensitive to not just the background. I don't think they're sensitive to the noise, the lighting.
Yeah, all of those.
Actresses, the big-time actresses, rather, they actually have in their contract there must be certain lighting because they want to look good on camera. Because I'm always laughing when I see these videos because every now and then I go online and think, okay, well, maybe I want to put my makeup on different. And then I pull up this video and I'm like, is this a joke or is this a real person making a video trying to teach me how to put on makeup? And she's like, she got beat up.
Well, and so that's where I come in because I'm going to come in with a critical eye and I'm going to want to make you look the best you can look.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to, you know, so when I'm coming in, I'm not coming in with just a smartphone. And don't get me wrong, I've used them, and there's some great technology out there as a B camera. I'll stick it on the side, and in case something gets lost, I've got an iPhone video to help me get that second and a half I lost. And, you know, used well, it can help. But that's not going to be my chosen tool to use. I'm going to come in with really good, you know, high performance, you know, very sensitive, high definition cameras and lighting, because it may... You may think, boy, this is going to look great. That's a high-def camera, but it does take some good lighting sometimes to really set it off and really take it to the next level. So that's what I, you know, would bring in with my crew.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Bill Degnan at Malta Marketing and Production. So tell us, Bill, how is Malta different from all the other video production companies around the Atlanta area?
Well, I don't know if I'm different from all of them, but I like to differentiate myself on here's what I hear, you know, a lot of my clients say. They'll say, you know, you showed up, you didn't just come in with a bunch of gear and start shooting like crazy.
Right.
And then let's talk about what we're going to do. I like to spend some time with a client, get to know what it is, what's the story behind them, what's that why behind what they're doing. I believe that if people understand what a business person is, why they're in business and what their, you know, sort of philosophies are and their core values, that's going to want to make the viewers do business with them. So I want to tell that story. So I like to spend some time with them, do a little, you know, cursory interview, get to know them, get to the heart of what their core values are, and then come in with a strategy on how we're going to do that. And I don't like to work with scripts, whereas a lot of, you know, video companies are just accustomed to, hey, let's work with the script. What I find is if you're, you know, let's take your customers or your employees, if you're on task and on point with your core messages, if you're on the job and it's there, they're going to tell that story for you. So if you can get, you know, one or two customers that can tell your story, put some of your, you know, key employees on camera, you start seeing it all come to life and you get that magic, you know, as opposed to a scripted format.
Right, because people want to deal with people. They don't want to deal with characters. Yeah. They want to feel like they're getting, you know, the feeling of the owner or what their message they are when they're dealing with somebody.
Yeah, and it builds trust.
I tell my business people that all the time that I do the insurance for. It makes all the difference in the world when people feel like they're talking to a person and not just an audio or whatever. You got to set yourself apart and making people feel comfortable and like you want to help them and be part of their life and help them out makes all the difference in the world.
That's my specialty is, you know, when people come to your site, they should see some story being told front page. There's something that tells the story of that business. It's that about page, but it's something people want to see. They see that play button. They see something that gets their attention. And within a 2 to 3 minute time period, you should have been able to build a lot of trust with your prospective client through what that story can tell.
Absolutely. Well, what are some of the exciting new projects you're working on?
Oh, it's a great time for Malta right now. We just finished shooting a pilot for a TV show that's going to air here in Atlanta to start, and I'm really excited about it.
Is it a reality show?
No, it's more of a business news magazine in a way, but you know, with a heart, I suppose you could say. It's a show called It's Up to You, and the host is a woman named Jackie Brown, who's a successful a real estate agent and motivational speaker, and she asked me to come in and direct and shoot her first pilot, and we've, you know, just got great plans for where that's going to go. Should be a weekly episode, and based out of Atlanta, you know, profiling businesses and successful people. So it's a very uplifting and empowering show. So I'm really excited about that.
So I can expect a phone call from them.
Yeah, we're looking for stories. And that's one thing, we wherever we go, we actually shot at Uncle Matty-O's last week, and they were, you know, gracious enough to let us shoot and hear some of their story. They have a great story to tell. So,
and a great pizza. Yeah. That didn't hurt.
I'm doing a hip-hop campaign for one of my clients that we're just going out on a limb here and doing
taking. Yeah, you don't seem like the hip-hop type.
Well, the client is plays to that audience. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their customer base, or hip-hop fans. So we're going to shoot some hip-hop videos with some local or Atlanta-based hip-hop artists. Hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of great talent for that here.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited for that, and we're going to put that in as part of their TV campaigns throughout the Southeast and really connect with their, you know, their key client base.
Well, I'm impressed, Bill.
So Bill, tell us, if somebody is listening right now and they want to get information or figure out how to start with Molto, what would be the best way?
Hey, let's go have coffee or lunch or some Matty-O's pizza or whatever. but I just need to, you know, I like to just spend some time with you in a free consultation. You know, you give me enough time to learn enough about your business that I can come up with a concept and a strategy, and then, you know, work within your budget. Let's see if we can achieve your goals within your budget. I like to say we do world-class work on a local budget.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best way for these people to reach you when your phone starts ringing off the hook for these videos?
Oh, yes. I've got people standing by. It's www.moltomarketing.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/moltomarketing. That's M-O-L-T-O marketing.
We were speaking with Bill Degnan.
Degnan. Or just
I did
Bill.
It on purpose because my producer put your name in front of me like, can't you read? We're speaking with Bill Degnan with Molto Marketing and Production in Beaufort, Georgia. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And I just to remind you all, you are listening of Business Leaders of Today here in the great Atlanta area. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. My co-host is Tess Turin, and our second guest is Lloyd Lofton. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning. My God, listen to this conversation, all this great conversation over marketing and business growth. And
getting all excited over there, aren't you, Lloyd?
I know. I didn't even eat the pizza. I just applied it directly to my hips.
We need a personal trainer on this show. They keep sending us all this pizza. So, Lloyd, tell us about American Eagle Financial Services.
Well, American Eagle Financial Services is in the business of helping business owners come up with financing to grow their business, help their customers come up with a way to pay for their product or service, helping business owners market their business and drive floor traffic. I mean, that is the key for marketing to any business is floor traffic. It doesn't matter how great your marketing is. If nobody walks in your store, you probably don't make a dime. And then the last thing we do is help businesses with training. You know, one of the things that business owners typically do is they didn't get in business to be an accountant, be a marketing person. They didn't get in business to know how to order material or supplies. They got in business to manage and operate their craft. Mm-hmm. And so what they have to do is learn how to do all of these ancillary type of duties that are not specific to why they got in business. So they're typically looking for partners. You know, the other side of that, I'd hate to be a small business owner in today's marketplace. The number of phone calls, mailing pieces, and salespeople that walk in their business wanting them to buy their product or service is just stunning. So you get a guy out from underneath the car, you get a vet or a doctor away from a patient to listen to a pitch, and that's probably the 15th or 20th time they've heard a similar pitch today mm-hmm. or this week. So American Eagle Financial Services is looking to help businesses generate revenue and grow their business. The way we kind of came into this marketplace is our parent company is American Eagle Consultants, which works with insurance brokers and call centers around the country, and we've done that for 10 or 15 years. But what we noticed back in 2009, 2010 is the insurance industry was changing, and we had to change with it, so we started looking for some non-insurance related product. And I was the dummy.
Oh.
I was the guy that
went. That must have hurt. That's where you get all those Band-Aids from.
That's how you learn. You know, I'm married with six kids, so I learned the hard way.
Wait, I'm back up. Did you say six?
Yeah, I'm a slow learner.
Oh, wow. Children?
Children.
You're a busy guy, Lloyd.
Did you know if you have kids, and if you had dogs instead of kids, you can actually board them and go away on the weekends?
You know what? I tell people all the time I have a furry son. I can leave him at home alone, and no one calls Welfare Protection Services on me. I'm going to stick with him.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Yeah, six kids. You need to... Face the other way, Lloyd. I think I'm afraid of you now.
I'm not catching. I'm a carrier.
So, Lloyd, tell us, how long has the company been up and running?
American Eagle Financial Services has been in business for 4 years now. And so the way we kind of got in business is I actually took the credit card processing and some finance programs, and I went business to business presenting it and failed miserably because I actually thought that what business owners wanted to do was save money.
You silly rabbit.
Is that amazing?
It's all about convenience, isn't it?
Well, it didn't occur to me till after I started falling on my face that business owners actually got in business to make money.
Right.
So some of the things I started learning is how do they make money? When you think about how a business generates revenue and talk to the business owner from their point of view, it really becomes kind of a different concept. So a consumer comes in and the marketplace has changed, the economy's hurt the business owner and the consumer. So now they have people that come in and they don't buy because they don't have the money to make a purchase, or they can't buy and they leave the store because they don't have enough credit left on their credit card, or they can't buy because their credit's been hurt and so they can't get financed.
Lack of capital.
Absolutely. Yeah. So every business owner has an alternate form of funding for their customers. And that's kind of how we got in the marketplace to begin with. And that became the conversation that we had with the business owners. We call it the lost sales analysis. So I don't go and talk to business owners about how to save money. They look at you like you're an idiot. They're not
right.
They're not interested in saving money. I'm not saying that they won't take any savings they get.
They need money to save.
Right. Absolutely. That's not the hook. That's not why they got in business. So we talk to business owners about the lost sales analysis. What money are you losing? How many customers do you have every week that come in and leave because they don't have money, they don't have credit left on the credit card, or they can't get financed? And that number started to be pretty large with business owners. So if you have 10 customers a week walk out of your business, which is a small number, and your average ticket price is, say, $500, for example, in an auto repair shop, that's $5,000 a week, $20,000 a month, $240,000 a year walking out of their business.
Absolutely.
So it became a good market for us. But as we had a lot of success doing that, the other thing that occurred to us is what good does it do you to have a program or product and service in a business if they don't know how to generate floor traffic?
Right.
If they don't know how to generate customers. So we got into expanding the marketing. We had quite a bit of experience in marketing from our brokerage business. So we started working with some affiliate companies that we had relationships with to help businesses drive floor traffic. And then what we noticed is we managed the numbers. That's how you grow, is manage your numbers. We started noticing that utilization of the programs would start going down after 3 to 6 months. And what occurred to us is the reason it went down is business owners got back to what they do to make money,
right,
which is running their craft.
Tess knows a little something about that, don't you, Tess?
Mm-hmm. You're speaking my language.
Absolutely. And so what we did is we went back to the business owners and said, why don't you let us help you train your point of sale people? So if you have a small business owner with 5 employees or 10 employees or 20 employees, and they put your product or service in there, they're really engaged with it for about the first 90 days. And then after 90 days, it becomes the 90-day wonder. You know, you wonder what happened to them. And that's because they either had an employee leave or a new employee came on, or the trainer that you trained is no longer working with the employees on how to use the product. And so we added the training part to our program. And that really is what helped us really branch out and grow. And so we've done a lot of those things. We have more than 130 videos out in the marketplace now in a bunch of different industries. We call them squeeze videos. They're 2-3 minute videos that talk about how to do different aspects of.
You heard that, Bill?
That's why I'm saying I was
your
really,
language.
Bill and I were talking about that out before we started, and so American Eagle Financial Services does 3 things. We help merchants with financing, either to grow their business or to help customers be able to purchase their product or service. We help businesses with marketing programs, and we help businesses train their point of sale people on the things that matter most in the order that people use things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been useful for us in terms of working with business owners is to understand that business owners are just people.
Right.
They're not a checkbook. They're not the next deal that you do. They're just people. They've been hurt as much in the economy and the problems with the business world in the last few years as their customers have. And so what we found to be useful is to go in and talk to the business owners about what needs to change. I mean, the truth is, if you do the same things in the next 2 or 3 years that you did in the last 2 or 3 years, where are you more likely to wake up?
Exactly.
So something has to change. And what we found for business owners, there's two things that everyone likes. They like to hear their name, and they like to have their opinion asked.
That's why I do this show. I love to hear my name. Every time that little music plays, I
Giddy
almost
up,
do a little
mama.
Dance.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, let me remind everybody out there today, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. And my co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant. And I was going to say, when you said people like to hear their name, I was telling a guy friend of mine who dates off the subject. He was like, I really like this girl. I was like, say her name. He was like, what do you mean? Trust me when I tell you this. Say her name. I said, people like to hear their name said. So when you say, instead of saying baby or honey, that's not near as personal. But if you say her name, then now you probably get the second base, maybe third on that next date. It definitely makes a big difference. But let me ask you this. You were saying about businesses your 3 points that you do. How do you get those businesses? How do you find your customers to help your customers find more customers?
Well, we typically are going to do that 3 ways. We have salespeople. We have about 40 salespeople in 8 different states.
Oh, wow.
And the second way we do it is we do our own marketing. So one of the ways we do marketing is we take testimonials from business owners, and then we send those out. And the third way is we look for influencers. In the old days, I started with John Hancock back in 1977 doing door-to-door sales.
It was before I was born. I don't know what that
it's
was.
Before most people were born today, I guess. And the thing that salespeople used to work on all the time is referrals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like referrals. Here's what a referral is. It's somebody you don't know gives you a name and phone number of somebody you don't know.
Right.
So by getting an introduction, you get someone who has purchased a product or service from you and found you to be of value, and they introduce you to someone that they think your value will also transfer to them. So we look for introductions to businesses. And part of the way we get introductions to businesses is businesses typically do business with other businesses. So they have accountants, and they have cleaning crews, and they have a whole slew of businesses they do business with. So if you've done a good job for your client, typically they can give you an introduction to businesses they do business with and transfer that third-party credibility. The other way that we get business is by helping businesses be successful. If they talk about you, then you're typically going to get business from them. So my suggestion, my advice and my experience is we go in to help the business be successful, and that doesn't mean that they even have to buy a product or service from me when we sit down and talk to them. If I can help them come up with a plan, and for example, they take one of our finance programs or they take one of our marketing programs, I don't even care if they use our program. If they take the sales scripts, if they take the training we give them, and they generate revenue from any other service they have, they're probably going to attribute that to us. And by attributing it to us, it keeps our name in front of them. They end up using our product or service, and they want to do more business with us.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, and I'm your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Lloyd Lofton, CEO of American Eagle Financial Services. Going back to the financial and credit card side of the business, very, very competitive, Lloyd. What makes you guys so different?
Well, I think the thing that makes us different about it, you're right, it is a competitive industry. So I think what makes it different about it is, number one, when we approach businesses, there's an old saying in sales, you train what you know and you reproduce who you are. So most salespeople tend to go in with the exact same sales script that every other salesperson uses. And that's because they all attended the exact same sales class. So when we go in and talk to a business owner, we're not talking to them about two or three things they don't want to hear. They're not interested in equipment, they're not interested in fees, and they're not interested in saving money. So what we go in and talk to them about is the lost sales analysis. And that really comes down to a really simple principle. Do you get a raise when business goes down or when business goes up? Well, most time they're going to say when business goes up. So we immediately start talking to them about making more money, not saving money. And the other way that I think that makes us different from most people in our vertical is I don't really care whether you use our product or service. What I'm interested in is if we can help you take what the way you're currently doing business and generate more money. So the only thing I'm going to talk to you about, for example, in credit card processing is, do you have a rebate program? Does your processor give you a rebate? I'm not interested in comparing rates or saving rates. What I'm interested in is giving you a rebate on what you're currently doing and then using that rebate to help you generate more floor traffic. I'm good with you staying with your current processor if you just want to use one of our other programs, because here's what I know from our experience. If I can help you generate more revenue, you're going to want to do more business with me. So I'll probably end up getting that business in the long run. But I'm not going to walk in your business and ask you to get rid of something that you have confidence in or you've got experience with or you feel comfortable with to come on with a product or service that you don't have confidence or you're not comfortable with. People tend to do business with the people they like, and they tend to want to solve a problem. So if the business owner doesn't see themselves having a problem, they probably don't want to talk to me, and they're probably not the right business for us.
Now, when you were talking about the training earlier, can anyone get your training, or does it only have to be your specific client?
No, anybody. We have a training division that does just strictly training. So we do web training and classroom training. We customize training for businesses. We do any kind of sales training, marketing training.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's so do you have to be a member in order to receive this training?
Absolutely not. You just have to be willing to write a check.
Right.
My favorite thing when people write a check. Now, one more thing I gotta ask you just for fun. You were saying about people doing business with people they like, and you have built and cultivated these relationships. I realize from someone that does business with business owners, that is hard to not only do, it's hard to keep, it's hard to maintain, especially with the changes in the economy. How do you maintain that relationship? What would you attribute to maintaining those relationships all these years?
Well, I would say that the relationship is about the things that matter most to the business owner, mm-hmm. the things they use and the order they use it. So if what matters most to them is driving floor traffic, and the way they use it is to have their point of sale people convert that floor traffic. So they convert that floor traffic to either cash. I mean, there's four ways that business owners want to earn money, that they want their customers to pay. They either want the customer to pay by cash because they get all their money up front. They want to put the purchase on a credit card because they get all their money up front.
Right.
They want them to finance it because they get all their money up front. Or they have a fourth-tier financing, which are most of our programs. So if we help them drive more floor traffic, if we help train the point-of-sale people to determine what type of customer is coming in the store, all businesses, almost without exception, have two type of customers. They have an if customer and a how customer. An if customer has the money to make a purchase from you, or the credit to make a purchase from you, and they're just deciding if they're going to do business with you.
Right, because they can do business with anybody.
Exactly. A how customer wants to do business with you. They're just not sure how they're going to pay for it. So merchants have to have a way for the customer to pay for it.
Right.
So if we can help the point of sale person learn how to convert floor traffic to the different programs they have to help the customer pay for it, in other words, determine what kind of customer and if or how, and that generates more revenue for the merchant, that maintains the relationship. What will lose the relationship, in my experience, is if the customer, the merchant, buys a product or service from you, and the first time they go to use that product or service, at the time they think the product or service should perform. That doesn't mean they're not using it before, but at the time they think it should perform and it doesn't perform, it's like an insurance. You know, people only care about insurance when the claim form doesn't come, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Then they want $1 million for that 92 Honda Civic.
Right, right. I mean,
that had the Versace glasses in it and a mink coat. No, it didn't.
When you walk in or call them, the first thing they say, oh, I've already got insurance.
Right.
So you have all you want or all you need, right?
Right, exactly.
That's the old question. The only time they really are concerned is when they go to file a claim. Well, it's the same thing with a merchant. The first time they go to use it, they don't even care if your product or service doesn't work when their employee uses it. Because when the employee complains, all they hear is, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But when they go to use it, it doesn't work, then the relationship's hurt.
Right.
So what to me, what matters the most is that whatever you do with the merchant works 100% every time for them. And when it doesn't work, that you have a solution, not an excuse, not an explanation, but a solution. It isn't, let me find out and I'll get back with you. It's, I'm going to take care of that right now.
Well, Lloyd, it sounds like education is a big part of your strategy for your business, which is right on.
Yeah, it's education. The irony of it is the education for the merchant also provides education for us.
Mm-hmm. So people that are listening now and want more information about some of your services, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, they can call me at 678 426-1506. We're located in Marietta, Georgia. That's 678-426-1506. And go to our website, which is just the name of our company, American Eagle Financial Services. Just like it sounds, AmericanEagleFinancialServices.com.
You sound just like a salesperson. You're like me. I tell people all the time, well, what's the best way to call me?
That's right.
What is your website? Call me.
That's right.
I want to talk to you.
That's right.
You can't really pick insurance on a website. We need to talk. Mm-hmm. I need to know what we're really dealing with. So I definitely appreciate that, by the way.
Well, our next guest, Anita Atkins from Patterson and Doerr Engineers. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming, and thanks for being so patient. So tell us a little bit about your engineering firm that you're a part of.
Sure. I work for Patterson and Doerr Engineers. We're a multidiscipline engineering company, mainly serving electric utilities. So that's electrical, mechanical, and civil engineering. And it's been a pretty exciting 5 years for me here so far at this company. The energy market's really hot right now, and there's a lot of work going on. So we're staying quite busy.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. My background is civil engineering, and I studied the structural engineering track. And right now what I'm doing is working with our civil engineering department. What we're trying to do is we're trying to grow our surveying business as well as our civil engineering business. We've hired some top talent right here in Gwinnett County. The company, Patterson and Doerr Engineers, we've been in business since 1956, but really heavily electric utility focused. So we're really trying to branch out, trying to grow more in the civil engineering realm. And what that means is really site development. There's a lot going on. You know, the economic recession really hit us hard, but it's coming back. We're seeing a lot more commercial, even residential's picking up. So we've got some top talent helping out with site development as well as environmental issues. You know, we've got environmental issues are on a growing rise these days, especially when it comes to water quality and treatment, erosion and sediment control. So we're doing a good bit to help out on the environmental side as well.
I got to say this, Anita. Talk to me like I'm four. Okay. You said civil engineering. When people say that, no one knows what civil engineering is. I heard you say a few things.
Sure.
Break it down to me like I'm 4 years old.
Okay.
You do civil engineering. What all does that encompass?
Well, I'll tell it to you like my professor told me. Civil engineering is if you can touch it, hug it, love it, feel it. That's civil engineering.
Oh, that's somebody I went out with.
Versus electrical, which to me is all imaginary numbers. No, mm-hmm. It's civil engineering can involve quite a few different things, actually. We're talking about vertical structures. We're talking about transportation. We're talking mm-hmm. about infrastructure, bridges, and buildings, water systems.
So basically anything you build is civil engineering.
You could probably classify it that way, yes. Yeah.
Now, does it matter the type of building? Do you all specialize in a certain type when it comes to buildings or building something?
Most civil engineering will. It's either buildings or bridges. Mm-hmm. Our company actually focuses more on what we can help build for electric utilities.
Okay.
So that would be transmission power line structures or substations, foundations, things that relate more to the electric power utility. But our sister company, on the other hand, Hood Patterson and Doerr, mm-hmm. they've been very heavily involved in the data center world, which is, again, really hot right now as well.
Right.
So they help test and commission data centers. So mm-hmm. if a building or a data center is going up, our sister company is very much involved and actually the leading company in testing and commissioning for data centers.
But I heard you say something about surveying. So when you're doing surveying, that's everybody. Homes, if
right,
you're building
that's
a home,
right.
if you're adding on, whatever you're doing, that's everybody. Tell us a little bit more about the surveying side of your business.
Sure. We've been fortunate to stay quite busy with our surveying crews, even through the economic recession when a lot of surveying companies had to close their doors. One of our biggest clients is Georgia Power, and we've been fortunate to stay busy surveying power lines for Georgia Power. So we've got several crews that are well experienced right here in the Southeast. They travel all over the state, Georgia. They even travel to North Carolina, South Carolina, and we've done some work in Alabama as well. So we're pretty much in the Southeast. Our guys can survey anything for you.
So do you work with, like, home builders? Let's say I'm a home builder, I'm building a subdivision. Would you come in and survey all the land for me?
Absolutely. We can not only just survey the land for you, we can develop your site for you.
Oh.
So developers are definitely folks that we love to talk with. We're also, you know, not just so focused on who our potential clients can be, but our company is growing in such a way that we love the fact that we've got some young folks coming out of school that want to explore the engineering realm. Not just engineering, but, you know, we're looking for CAD technicians. We're looking for really just developing and hiring talent that really wants to work in the marketplace right now. I mean,
when we were outside, you talked about doing seminars and workshops. What type of seminars and workshops are you guys doing?
We are looking at expanding our seminars in the solar realm. We just installed some solar panels on our rooftop and just, you know, educating more on the renewable energy side of things. We've got a good bit of work that we're doing in Texas because of the wind generation that's going on out there. So lots of green approaches, if you will. I mean, it's definitely in the news. But on the educational and seminar side, we're wanting to educate folks on what are the benefits for installing a solar system on your roof? What are the paybacks that you can get? And who are the players in the game right now?
I read somewhere that your seminars are instructed by OSHA certified technicians, is that correct?
We do have some of those as well. Again, we have to, safety is a huge concern. We're in data centers, we're in substations, we're dealing with things that can kill you. So we're definitely wanting to be OSHA compliant, safety compliant.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turan, your marketing and advertising consultant. Okay, you're not going to believe this, Anita. I grew up in Manchester, Tennessee. To God. We lived out what was considered the country as if Manchester wasn't the country within itself. Our neighbor, when I was a little girl, built a solar roof or a solar house because we lived in kind of a place where everyone had like 2 or 3 acres of land. He built a solar house. What are the benefits of these solar panels on your roof? I don't get it, but I was maybe 8, 9 years old. That was 1995. So, no, it was like the 70s, and he built a solar house. So what are some of the benefits if you have a solar panel on your roof or your business? How would that benefit somebody?
You know, solar was a topic that came into conversation probably about 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the rate of return on your investment really wasn't one that was beneficial to most folks. So businesses didn't partake as much. But we're seeing a lot more tax credits come through the door now. And Georgia Power has adopted a program that allows if you're a business owner or if you're a homeowner to be able to partake in some of those tax credits. So some of the things that you're seeing now is you could do two things, really. You could produce power to put back on the grid, mm-hmm. like we're doing at Patterson and Duer, or you can actually use it. Consumption. So if you wanted to lower your power bill, mm-hmm. the solar energy that is produced by the panels on your roof could aid in reducing your power bill.
So you sell power, you generate power through your solar panels, then you sell it back to the utility company.
The agreement that we have is yes, to sell it back to Georgia Power.
All right. Not just cut the lights off. That's not going to work.
It helps.
I still hear that in my sleep. My dad would walk around the house. Cut off the lights. If he said it once, he said it 10,000 times. I'm sure we all dealt with that as kids. Yeah, I had no idea what solar was. I didn't know what the big deal was.
I know China right now is really big on getting involved in solar energy. Why do you think, your expertise, why do you think America's lagging in that arena?
Well, we've got a lot of political opinions on where we want to go with our renewable energy. I mean, it's not just solar, right? It's wind, it's shale, it's oil and gas. I mean, it's how we want to... How does the country want to be energy dependent? Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of different opinions out there. I'm sure everyone's well aware. But it's an investment. I mean, how do we invest in our infrastructure? We already have a failing infrastructure, not just on the electrical side, or I should say aging infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to harness, you know, in Texas, you're seeing a big push for harnessing the wind out there to help to generate power. In Georgia, wind is not really the choice right here. I mean, but we've got some options for solar. Mm-hmm. There's just a couple of different ways to look at the renewable market. We've got oil and gas, again, in New Mexico and Texas is really hot right now. But it's generating work not just for those regions, but it's generating work all over the U.S.
What's interesting about Texas is they're the only state in the country that is not connected to the the main country power grid. They have their own power grid.
That's why they want to defect, right? That's why they, wanna,
they want to be
their own
country. Seed from the union,
they
call it.
Seed from the union, yeah.
What's that saying? Don't mess with Texas?
Yeah. Look, I moved here from Texas. Trust me.
They can be their own country if they want
to. Yeah,
God bless them. We might want them to go be their own country. I lived in Texas for a long time. It's very interesting. But I had to ask you, the environmental thing you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit something about that. What are some of the environmental things you all do?
We focus right now on stormwater pollution prevention plans. And what that means is if you're going to disturb an acre of land, meaning you're going to do some earthwork, grading, whatever, the permit requires that you have to have a plan in place for erosion and sediment control. So we've been staying quite busy because work has been picking up with creating stormwater plans. So if a developer wants to develop a subdivision or if a new industry is going in, we're able to create these plans just to stay environmentally compliant and help mitigate mitigate soil and erosion erosion from happening and from soil from entering any rivers and streams.
This is Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. You are listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and I'm speaking with Anita Atkinson with Patterson & Duer Engineering. So, Anita, tell us, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you so you can talk about all this fun engineering stuff?
Definitely not as fun as what what Bill and Lloyd were sharing with us here earlier. I've got some great ideas from these two, actually. I would probably just want to reach out to the young college graduates. We're looking for top talent right now. We're looking for folks that want to work in a great and a growing marketplace. We've got a lot of fun things going on right now, and Patterson & Duer is an excellent company to work for. If there's a developer out there that's looking to develop a piece of land, we'd love to be able to do not just the surveying, but the civil engineering on that piece of land for you. And definitely check out our website, www.pdengineers.com, or check me out on LinkedIn. We also have a LinkedIn page for the company. Or the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and give me a call at 770-453-1410.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you so much, Anita. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I would like to also thank Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint Mall of Georgia again for this wonderful pizza. They're located at 3320 Buford Drive in Buford, Georgia. Be sure to go to their Facebook and like them, Uncle Matteo's Pizza. They also do catering, birthday parties, dine-in, or takeout. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's. And we'd also like to thank our other guest today, Mr. Lloyd Lofton, VP of Sales, American Eagle Financial. Thanks again, Lloyd, for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The pizza was good, and I'm going to continue eating it when the show is over.
I'm sure Donald will like hearing that.
Absolutely.
And Bill Degman.
Degnan.
It's over. Bill Jones. It's Bill Jones. I'm just going to call you Bill Jones.
It's Bill.
Owner of Molto Marketing. Thanks so much again for coming in and joining us today. And if you missed any part of our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, nationwide insurance agent, your business insurance specialist, where we care about what you care about.
Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.